Hello, and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome to APW Help for Homes. Hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend, staying cool out there because, you know, it is hot, hot, hot. And that's what we like to talk about in the summertime. We are going to talk about how to stay cool in the hot weather. We're also going to talk a little bit about, having hot water when you take that nice long shower, too. Buy a whole home plumbing inspection and take care of that water heater with that. So we're getting into more of those details in a moment. But what we really want to start with is kind of where we ended last week's show, which was, how to stay cool in your house and lots of great tips that we shared. So if you'd like to hear all the great tips that we shared with how to stay cool in your home and save money on your utility bills, go to our podcast at the podcast page. And we'll be happy to do that at APW Help for Homes.
You know what I want to do?
What do you want to? No, I don't. What do you want to do?
I think.
Random Thoughts by Keith Ford.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of this. I think it'd be really cool if I could intro you like Ed McMahon did.
Okay. Like
that
here's.
Would be here. Yeah. If I could figure out how to do it, it has to be like him because if it's squeaky or. Any of those things
okay,
that won't
come
see. Out,
right? Let's give it a try right now. Like, come on. Put you on the spot.
I don't know if I can do it. Like,
what would you do?
I don't know. How does he do it? Here's Dixie.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that how I do it?
Yeah, the funny thing is then you get really high at the end. Here's Dixie.
Well, I have to learn how to do
Ed
that.
Ed McMahon, he had a good, robust.
Here's Dixie.
And it was so, so long. No. Because then that just
see, that's what I'm
doesn't
saying.
Sound I got... like you. That Ed McMahon, it sounded like him.
You know, it'd be really cool if you had a handheld computer that you could look that stuff up and watch somebody do it from the past.
Like your smartphone?
Oh, in a YouTube video?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do that. I'm going to learn how to do it. But
All right.
Yeah, because
my intro,
I have it. I mean, I don't
it's
even
a great
think about
intro.
It. Well, I don't even think about it. I've done it for so many years that I just kind of say it.
Yeah.
Right? And so
you're on autopilot.
Yeah. And so I think I should change it. You don't want to be on autopilot your whole life.
No. It's time for a good little change.
Yeah. So I'm going to figure out how to come up with good intro. Yeah. Okay. If you guys have any suggestions, you might want to email us at APW. What's your email address?
APWplumbing@gmail.com.
I didn't know which one you wanted to do.
Yep. Too. Or you can give us a shout out at thedixiedifference.com.
See, that's what I thought you might want.
And go right there to the website and then put in your entry on what you think the intro should be.
Yeah, I think I should go with different. Because I keep going, I'm Keith Ford and across from me is Dixie Wilford. I got to come up with something better.
And here's Dixie.
I think you actually did it better than me. Maybe you should do it.
I should do it. And here's Keith. Funny. All right.
No, you just go, here's Dixie. Right. I can go, I'm Keith Ford. You can go.
Here's Keith.
No, Dixie, dork.
Oh, okay, gosh. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'm not paying attention to you. You're a bunch of rubbish. You know what? I really want to get into what we actually do on this radio show, which is not talk about intros. We talk about everything plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, especially to you, the residential homeowner, and how we can save you money by giving you great tips, giving you great, self-remodeling, self-help kind of things that you can do yourself. And then, of course, if you don't want to, give up, call APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and we at APW can help you out because that's what we do as a company. Been doing it for over 15 years now in the metro. Very happy about that.
You don't look like
that.
You have.
No, neither do you.
Yeah,
you don't look a day over.
Really, sunshine. I go next.
30. there you go. So yeah, we love what we do. We take a lot of pride in servicing our customers with APW. You know, it's simple. Our mission statement is really simple, so that our guys and gals don't forget is get and keep a customer because we want a customer for life. And I think when you treat a customer right and you give them great products and then educate them on all of that, then, it's a testament they do come back. And so we appreciate you as a customer. Those who come to APW and have used our services, thank you so much for allowing us to serve you. And so anyway, and if you want to be served by APW, you can take advantage of our radio special, which is the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. If you've not maintained your air conditioner yet this summer, it is time to do that. Take advantage of it right now when you're really in full force using it. You still have a couple months that you're going to be using that air conditioner. And we can come out there, you can try out our services, and really, you know, we get the opportunity to wow you with our air conditioner safety and claim check for only $59. Go to thedixiedifference.com to, you know, sign up for that or give us a call, and or you can give us a call at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com.
I think you should come out with an APW calendar.
Okay, what do you mean?
An APW calendar you can give away to people.
Oh.
Yeah, like 12 months of Dixie.
Like one of our little 6-pound Yorkie dogs.
No, 12 months of Dixie. Pictures of Dixie.
You and your gray hair.
Well, that would take like December. It would look like that, but I think they'd rather see you than me.
However, moving on.
What? I'm just thinking that's a great promo idea.
We ended our show at, you know how I just ignore him? I just, you know, he's not really in the room. He's here, but he's not here. Really, I love you. We're a married couple, if you didn't know, and you haven't tuned in. We've been doing this show for several years now, but Keith and I run APW. We started 15 years ago, but we're also a married couple as well. So we just love all the time we spend together.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't noticed, I'm the serious one. Dixie messes off.
You are the serious one. Yeah. So I want to talk about mini splits, ductless systems, also known as, and you know how they could be a great option for
you. You're not talking about
you.
Divorce or separation.
No.
Different kind of mini split?
Different kind of
mini. Well, you hear that.
Mini,
we're going to take a mini split. What are you doing, mini split? We're just going to separate for
a
little bit.
All full of jokes today. Considering going duct-free to heat or cool your space, huh? Are you considering it? If you are, get the lowdown right now, today with us, on when these systems can be the right choice and what you should expect when you get them installed. And we do these all the time as a different option for customers that have, you know, different spaces that need to be cooled and or heated. Ductless HVAC systems, also known as mini splits or ductless systems, are beautifully efficient and provide consistent room comfort. But the decision to install is different for every homeowner. So we do have free estimates on and when you're ever considering different options for your heating and cooling equipment. No cost, no obligation. We just love coming, talking to you folks about options. You folks can be your own best judge of whether or not APW could help you out in the future. Again, thedixiedifference.com or 913-825-6600. So the pros are the good things on ductless systems. I know, Keith, you've got a range of them. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, mostly it's just my opinion and my annoyances that I give out. You actually have facts.
Yeah, well, you know, we have one. I mean, we actually are true testing.
Yeah, but you're smarter than me. You have facts. I just complain.
No. You have facts. You know how to store them in your brain. You got a great memory. No, not me. I can't store all that stuff.
No, you can. You have a beautiful face.
So
such a pretty girl.
Wow. You're just full of them today. Gosh, I don't know what is wrong with you. What are you drinking over there? And that vitamin water?
Yeah,
what
vitamin
is
water.
In it? I'm wondering.
I don't know. Powerful C is what it said.
Okay, so let me get back to it, because I get a lot of questions, you do too, on these mini splits or ductless systems. What are they? They're a great replacement. Well, let me back up just a little bit. You know, a ductless heat pump or an air conditioner typically consists of a wall-mounted indoor unit combined with an outdoor compressor or a smaller kind of like AC unit that you might see outside, for layman's terms. But the wall-mounted unit is much more attractive than what you would see at an AC window unit. So it's most often used in a situation where a window AC unit or a baseboard heating would be considered, such as in a new addition to a home, or, you know, an attic remodel, an addition to the home is where you would normally see that. But unlike window units, ductless unit systems require only a very small hole to be drilled into the wall, about 3 inches in diameter, making them less vulnerable to heat, to air leakage and security problems. Plus, they're less visible. You hardly even notice them. And they are super duper duper quiet, which is super awesome. And then, you know, last but not least, which is super great about these mini split systems, they are super duper duper exceedingly energy efficient. Do you like all my words there?
Yeah, I just like watching you talk. That's what I'm doing right now. I lost actually what you were saying. I was just watching you.
Watching my hand movements all over the place.
Just you.
You know what? In the average home, Keith,
what's that,
stay
Dixie?
Focused.
I'm focused.
Yeah, I think you're on too much medicine right now or something for that sinus infection you've got going on. So on the average home, you know, you're losing about 25% or more of your energy in your duct work. So simply by removing the ducts, because you have this ductless system, you end up with a more efficient system. Ductless models also have an inverter-driven compressors, which this is the real cool part about also ductless systems is the inverter technology, which speeds up and slows down based on the needs of the system rather than shutting off entirely like a traditional heating and cooling compressor does. So your heating and air turns on, satisfies the thermostat, then turns off. This inverter technology really runs at low speeds, therefore gives constant temperature, more regulated temperature in a conditioned space. Therefore, you consume a lot less energy during compressor startups as well. So I've talked too long. I've talked to you a lot about mini splits. Keith is going to give his opinions because he likes to do that here in just a moment. But we got to take a quick break. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Woolaford. Across from me, Keith Ford, co-hosting here today. I think a little too much stuff in the vitamin water, though. But if you want to learn more, go to thedixiedifference.com and take advantage. Or stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Woolaford.
Wow, you got a little pep in your step today. I like it. I like it a lot. That's pretty good, because you've been fighting a little sinus infection over there. So I appreciate you doing the show with me today, because I know you're fighting a little sinus infection, but you're pushing through.
Did you tell everybody the story?
Of what? What story? There's
Which
so
one?
Many.
Yeah, well, the story where I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do the show. My face hurts.
Yes.
And you're like, and we're going to have Jason, who I like stepping in for me when he can.
Yeah. He does a great job when he steps in for me.
He was going to cover it for me. And then you go, but honey, I love doing it with you.
Oh,
and I was like,
I did say that.
All right, I'll do the show. You always win with that sweet, nice talk. I lose like, it's like you and Quincy both and Jordan. Every time you guys do that, it's just like, okay, I give up.
The women in your life, right?
Yeah, you guys destroy me. It's unfair.
Right. I got to remember to do that more.
Please.
I don't do that enough, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. Hey, so the mini split issue.
Well, let's get back to let him know. You're jumping right
in. See, I'm the serious one.
Well, yeah, exactly. I, before you do jump into
that,
you know, we're our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning show.
I know that.
But we also have APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling right here in the Kansas City Metro. And we'd love to service you on any of your products and services. If you have a plumbing issue, obviously an air conditioning issue, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you take care of that. The show is really dedicated to really hoping that we can give you some tips that you can take care of a lot of the home, you know, interior and exterior for yourself and provide you as much information and education on how to do that. But if it gets to a point where you give up, call APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We can help you out that. Also, in addition to, before you jump into our topic, which is our radio special, the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. We are all about taking care and cleaning your mechanical equipment in your home. And if you haven't taken care of your air conditioner yet, you don't really see the value in it, please give APW a shot so we can show you, educate you, and really explain to you what the value you get by maintaining a mechanical equipment like you would in your mechanical car. You would not get an oil change. You always should get your air conditioner maintenanced and cleaned. And you can do that with our $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. That's going to give you longer, longer longevity. It'll give you, more usage out of your air conditioner. It will lower utility bills, literally, because of the fact that you're taking the demand of the dust and the dirt that's accumulating on your system off of it. And so therefore you'll be more comfortable because the coil of the air conditioner is not all, you know, gunked up with moldy and dust. And so it's doing, and then again, you know, the energy efficiency that you get. So there's lots of great for only $59. It's a steal. And that's our radio special so that we can really show you our services. If you've never heard of APW Plumbing, Heating, Cooling or the Dixie Difference, and we have the opportunity to do that, you can go to thedixiedifference.com to look us up, our phone number, or call us at 913-825-6600. We've got two things we're really majorly talking about today. First is, what is a mini split or a ductless system? We get questions on this all the time. We love talking about it because we love educating folks on it. And then in addition, please stay tuned on our what our whole home plumbing inspection is and the value you get on getting a whole home plumbing inspection and taking care of your tanked water heater in addition to that.
Yeah. Besides talking about mini splits, you want me to tell you the number one reason why everybody should do your $49 tune-up?
$59. You're taking $10 off there.
I was trying to make some money.
Why else should we do the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check, Keith?
And the plumbing inspection? Okay, so every house has mold in our area.
Really?
Okay, every house.
Tell me about it.
Okay, every single person has mold. It's just to what degree do they have mold, right?
Okay.
The average cost to clean out mold in through your ductwork is anywhere between $3,000 to $6,000.
Ouch.
Okay, so by having a $59 clean and check tune-up coming out there, we can verify that you don't have excessive mold before it gets out of hand. And if you're starting to have issues with it, we can help it before it ever creates problems.
Being proactive to save you money.
Now, that has nothing to do with the health issues that are created by your system.
Yeah,
that's the other thing of getting it cleaned is important just because of the strict health issues. If you guys, if you get a chance, ever go online and look at indoor air quality from the EPA or look at, besides carbon monoxide, but look at mold into our area, and you'd be shocked in how many people go to the emergency room, how many people get sick, how many people we create all these problems and illnesses from that because they don't have their systems cleaned and checked, and they're basically recirculating mold or other bacteria viruses, and you're breathing it in, you don't know it. So that's one of the reasons, and especially if you have pets or you smoke, you're insane if you do not have it cleaned. Because it's just terrible.
I love how you say you're insane.
And it is.
Insane in the membrane. I was going back.
Right? So, but that's one why. And the plumbing inspection, why they should listen to that is because the average mold removal from a flood from a water heater, $10,000 to $30,000 in our
that
area.
That is just ridiculous.
$10,000 to $30,000 to remove mold.
Ridiculous.
Just to remove mold. Not your hotel room, not all the inconveniences, to remove the mold. $10,000 to $30,000. So I've just given you bullet points of my.
I appreciate that.
It was in my memory bank somewhere.
I appreciate that. And switch gears. Yeah.
Okay. So let me get into ductless system. So you guys know that I'm out in the field. I try to go out in the field a couple days a week minimum to make sure that we understand what's going on with our customers and our coworkers, right? So when we're out there, some of the things that I'll end up seeing is, for example, individuals that have like uninsulated areas near conditioned space, like crawl spaces, or they'll have, their garages, they'll have bedrooms above their garages. And so one thing to look at besides obviously insulating those spaces is that they have huge issues with either being really hot. And what you see them do is they shut the doors and they close up the areas instead of using it. So the question I always have is, why do you have a house that you can't use the rooms in? And if they went ductless, we could solve a lot of that problem by now taking care of that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pointed your finger at me, so I heard you stop. I'm like a puppy.
I only put in my finger because we've got to go to break here in just about 45 seconds. But if you are considering duct-free to heat or cool your space, then continue to listen in because we're talking about that. We're also going to get into a whole home plumbing inspection. So we'll get the lowdown on these systems and are they right choice for you and what to expect when you install on a mini split or ductless system. And then what is a whole home plumbing inspection? What should I expect? And I'm going to also give us a call for the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check from APW, thedixiedifference.com or 913-825-6600. Stay tuned. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back.
What are you laughing at?
You got a little pep in your step today. I like it. I like it a lot.
Us old guys, every once in a while, we save it up, and then one day we just let it all loose.
Yeah, and then, you got to save it all back up
then
for
we're
a while.
Done. Yeah, it's like, it's like a battery. We got to recharge. It just takes a while.
Yeah,
we're just like an instant release, though.
Well, you know, it's awesome.
15 minutes and that's it. Done.
That's it. All right, cool. I'll take it. So moving on, we are talking, we've got a couple topics today. One we haven't really expounded on yet, but the first one really is the questions that we get about mini splits or ductless systems, same thing, but really getting into what they are, how are they useful, and are they a right choice for you? You're listening to APW Help for Homes, like you talked about. APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling has been in business for over 15 years here in the metropolitan area of Kansas City, and we do travel about an hour radius around our centrally located office. And so we, you know, service all of you folks in the metropolitan area, but we love you rural folks as well. So you can give us a call if you need any services in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. We also do free estimates. We'll do free estimates all day long. So if you're not sure you want to do something, you just want to find out what it costs, don't be afraid. Don't ignore your issue, your water leak, your air that doesn't make you as comfortable in the home as it should. Whatever your particular issue is, call APW and get a free estimate, get educated, and then you folks can be your own best judge of whether or not we could help you out in the future. And you can call us at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com to look us up and call us at your earliest convenience. But call now instead of procrastinating some of your plumbing, heating, and cooling issues. And but what we love to do on APW Help for Home show is give you tips on how you can take care of things yourself or educate you on products that are out there. So right now we're educating you on what the mini split is. So what is a mini split? Well, it's a heating and cooling system that allows you to control the temperatures in individual rooms, like a sunroom, like an attic space that you maybe remodeled and now it's a bedroom, a new addition to the house are great ways to add heating and cooling, but you can't add additional ductwork onto your existing whole home heating and cooling system. So you can add a mini split to this space to make it now a conditioned space in order to take care of your home properly. And they're a great addition if you were going to have or you already have a window AC unit or a baseboard heating system. Get rid of that old inefficient stuff. It's leaky. It's, letting airflow in and out. There's safety concerns by having a window AC unit. Get that out of there and replace it with a ductless system. That would be a good reason why the choice would be right for you in considering going duct-free on your heating and cooling in a particular space.
Yeah, I think the window unit's the probably the most important reason to go to a mini split. If you have one, you just need to invest into a mini split. I mean, the cost alone, economically, that $75 to $100 a month it takes to run one of those units, besides the fact that it doesn't really produce enough air to benefit the entire house, you know, at that point, or even the entire room. And plus, it's not going to heat for you also. So it only does half of the job. A mini split's going to allow you to heat and condition that room through that one unit itself. They're extremely efficient. So when you talk about efficiency of use, comfortability, and safety, at that point, a mini split makes complete sense for you.
Yeah, it'll save you so much money on your energy bills. No. I was just getting the chocolate almond out of my tooth there.
Usually you do that when eating. I have something in my tooth. She's like.
They focus. They don't, know, they don't like, know that I just picked my teeth. Jeez.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, though. Yeah. Well, no, I thought it was me.
So these mini splits.
That's my zipper. The two things you complain about.
Yeah, that's true. So, these ductless systems, it's a wall-mounted indoor unit. So you hardly even notice them because they're mounted up high. And then you have a 3-inch hole that's cut. So there's no ductwork at all. So a 3-inch hole to run basically additional lines down to your outdoor unit. And so therefore, it's really, it's a better option as far as the looks and the appearance of it. Then much more efficient, like way more efficient than a window unit. And then in addition to that, the safety concerns of not having a window unit. And they're really very, very, very quiet. So you got great energy savings, quiet, wonderful comfortability because they stay on for low energy levels, low temperature for a long period of time instead of turning on and turning off and turning on and turning off. Those startups on HVAC equipment use a lot of energy. These stay on at low speeds. That's actually what I was trying to say earlier. They stay on at low speeds, so they just constantly fill the air and keep it nice and conditioned to satisfy the thermostat for long periods of time, but do it in an efficient way so it's actually saving you money, so which is awesome. And that's why we really love mini split options for areas that need that, have either been remodeled or a new addition to the house, or you already have a window unit. Replace that with a mini splitter ductless system to get such great benefits from it.
Yeah, plus you can hide the indoor unit. There are ways, if you're willing to vest a little bit more, there are ways to hide it.
There is some neat creative ways
where
to do
you
that.
Can never see it. No one would know.
Yeah.
And at that point, you could, like a room, there are people who have older houses that don't want to mess up with the integrity of it. They have some newer houses. They don't want it to block anything. So at that point, there are ways to hide it.
Right,
but to me, it's the garage.
But either way, and the mini splits, it's wall mounted high up. So you don't normally, you don't really even notice that it's there. And you can get a free estimate from APW. You're like, how do I find out more about this? I want to know more. Well, call us at APW and we'd be happy to go over it with you. We'll give you a free estimate. And then again, no high pressure sales thing here. We just give you the free estimate. You folks can be your best judge if we can help you at APW at 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com.
Yeah, really, it should go in the garage. That's where one deserves to be.
Yeah, you like the man cave in the garage, You really like to tinker
with
your cars.
I use the garage a lot.
But
think of the comfortability for you, though, also, is in it. Let's say the wintertime is going to come up. I know it's hot, but winter will arrive sooner or later, right? People are going to start putting in garage heaters. Well, if you put a mini split system in, you could, in essence, heat and air condition your garage. It wouldn't affect the rest of the house, and your cars wouldn't be overly hot. And it would stay warm in the wintertime.
Right, absolutely.
So I like both, to be honest with you.
And it's a really great option. So if, again, you want to learn more about it, give us a call at 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com to learn more about your ductless mini split systems. If you haven't been taking care of your air conditioner, I'm going to remind you, give us also a call right now for the radio special $59 air conditioner safety and clean check so that we can take care of your air conditioner for better efficiency, better comfort, better safety for your home. That's not a lot of monies out there for $59 to take care of those three things. So definitely take advantage of it. 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. So I've been talking and promising that we're going to talk about our whole home plumbing inspection. We've been thinking a lot about heat, and cooling off out of the heat, but also make sure we got to take care of our plumbing in addition to that. And making sure that we're taking care of our tanked water heaters by making sure we're flushing them out once a year. So what is a whole home plumbing inspection? Well, would you like to save money and minimize costly damages?
Yes.
What you were talking about earlier. APW Plumbing Heating and Cooling is ready to inspect your whole house for potential plumbing problems and save you money by fixing them before they become a disaster for your home and then, of course, and your wallet. So why do you need a whole home plumbing inspection? Well, for our health, for our own health, we know that by having yearly physicals and a checkup is wise to do, Mr. Keith Ford.
I agree with you.
Having our home inspected yearly is smart, too. So a plumbing inspection by a licensed and bonded plumber like APW is how to prevent, you know, your backed up drains, loss of water, hot water, floods, damages to your homes and fixtures. You can save hundreds and thousands of dollars, again, like you were talking last segment, by finding a potential problem before it happens. Sometimes, you know, I mean, you know, you've got a tiny little leak here and there, and you just kind of out of sight, out of mind, ignore, procrastinate.
The bucket test. If it doesn't fill the bucket in a day, we won't fix it.
Right, right. Well, don't do that anymore.
I've heard people say that. It'll go a week before I have to fill it. I'm like, oh my goodness.
But you're wasting so much money going down the drain, literally, drip, drip, drip. And we want to help you with that before it comes even a bigger problem. So, for example, a leak that could cause water damage, and you might have to replace not only the pipes, but actually the flooring too because something busted. So, you know, living around here, we realize that we do not want to have the resulting mildew damage to contend to either, like you were talking about. So keep your small plumbing problems from becoming large and costly ones with our Whole Home Plumbing Inspection. And we're doing that for only $125. So $125 Whole Home Plumbing Inspection. And you know what you get with that? You know, you get not just the Whole Home Plumbing Inspection, but we also do the tanked water heater flush as well. So we're going to get into all the specifics that we cover so that you know you can hold us accountable that we're taking care of everything in your home and that tanked water heater flush. Got to go to another break, but give us a call at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com if you're driving around, can't write down that phone number. So thedixiedifference.com for your $125 Whole Home Plumbing Inspection with the tanked water heater flush that goes with it. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wolford.
And welcome back. That was quick and fast, ready to get this on and on the road and on, you know.
Well, I've delayed a long time. People want to know about the plumbing.
Plumbing stuff, yes.
Yeah, so I thought I would cut to the chase, get it, so you could go, gadget arms.
Go, gadget arms. Alrighty, so you know, listen to APW Help for Homes. Keith and I run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling here in the Kansas City Metro, and we want to really express the fact that we know that it's been hot out there, and we really think you should take care of your cooling equipment by maintaining it with a $59, our radio special, $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. We also don't want you to neglect your plumbing as well. And we have a whole home plumbing inspection from APW for $125 that also includes a tanked water heater flush. That is a great deal. And we love doing great deals at APW. So you can try out our services if you're not already a valued APW customer. This is an opportunity to become one and really see what we're all about. Find out what the Dixie Difference is about. You can call 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com to get your $59 air conditioner safety and clean check done today, or to call and get your whole home plumbing inspection with tanked water heater flush for $125 scheduled today. So anyway, what is included with that whole home plumbing inspection? Why would I want to do it? Well, really to minimize those costly future damages or disasters to your home and to your wallet is why you want to take care of it. You want to stop any possibility with loss of hot water, floods, damages to your home and fixtures by getting a plumbing inspection done by a licensed and bonded plumber like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Yeah, you have a lot of it without the inspections, which really should be done yearly. Hey, let me give you an example. A toilet stool in a bathroom, correct? Uh-huh. You have two areas there that have huge problems, not just the flapper and it leaking and creating water, but actually damage that goes to your floor and to the ceiling below it. Because here's the two things that end up happening. One of the two is either the stool's base underneath it that holds everything together, yep, to the drain either comes loose and people don't realize that it has separated because the wax ring has been holding a lot of it. And what happens is water will seep and it'll basically get between the subfloor and either the ceiling below or your tiles, right? Which, of course, over time, the tiles lift. The other one is your shutoff and the supply line that fills the toilet up. Sometimes they'll leak and people won't notice they're leaking because it's not a drip. It runs down the actual line itself. So you don't realize it because you never see it. It's not like anyone puts their hand on the actual fill to make of the fill hose to make sure that water isn't running down it. So if it's not a leak, sometimes you don't notice it. And we've seen that quite often where that will all of a sudden get underneath and rot out the subfloor, which of course at that rate creates huge problems because you're removing the toilet, you're repairing out all the tile, and then you're replacing the subfloor. And that happens a lot more than you think. And that's just one toilet stool.
And how you could avoid that is with a whole home plumbing inspection from APW. We have been, you know, really, really excited when we can see a potential problem, educate that to the customer, and then be able to save themselves thousands of dollars because they took care of the problem right away, just from spending $125 on a tanked water heater flush. And with that, they get a whole home plumbing inspection.
Right. So let me give you another example underneath your sink. So you have a drain line on on your dishwasher, correct?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have a loop in there. Now, a lot of the dishwashers that you buy will have a loop in the back of the dishwasher. And the loop, what it's made for is when you're running your garbage disposal, it doesn't cause any of that junk to flow back into the dishwasher.
I like
because your
word
dishwasher's
junk.
Draining into, well, I didn't want to call it something else. And the dishwasher's draining into the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
So what we'll find is either that loop came undone and people are actually getting food or other stuff going back into their dishwasher. And they don't realize it until we remove the tray in the dishwasher. And you can see like food and other junk that can't get past the screen. So the only way it was entered is because of that. So you're washing your dishes with old food every single time.
Gross. Right? You know what my dad calls that? He doesn't call it junk. He calls it crud.
Crud?
Crud. You know that crud?
Between your toes.
Crud.
In Texas, it's crud.
It's crud, not junk.
Junk.
So what do you get with your whole home plumbing inspection? Well, we do actually, we check out your sump pump as well, you know, so we just kind of came off that rainy season. But gosh, here in Kansas and Missouri, I mean, you know, they always say blink your eyes and the weather can change. So that big thunderstorm.
You know, every state says
that. I know. We've had this conversation every time I say that, you know, is that, oh yeah, that's what they used to say in Colorado.
That's all they
said in
Colorado.
They used to say in Houston. And yeah, anyways. So they do.
So we've learned that in a blink of an eye, anywhere in the world, the weather can change.
Maybe not on the equator.
Okay, I could go. Or
maybe
the
not
desert.
Antarctica.
No, no, instantly a windstorm. No, yeah. I think Antarctica, it's constantly changing. It's really
constantly cold.
Or colder.
It's really cold or really cold.
And wind blowing. Yeah.
So anyway, we will inspect your sump pump for you as well. So, you know, that's something, again, completely out of sight, out of mind. A lot of people forget to make sure that it's working properly. And the worst time to find out that it's not working is during a thunderstorm. So we will inspect that for you. Of course, we're going to inspect your water heater. We're going to do a tanked water heater flush. We're going to check the safety check, the water pressure, thermal expansion, relief valve, you know, all the leaks, corrosive. We're going to check all that out for you. Plumbing fixtures in the kitchen, the bathrooms, laundry room, crawl space, and attic. We're going to make sure that they're all working in good, safe working order. Safely, to make sure that your home, that is important, that it is important to us, that everything is working to its warranty as well. Sorry, that came out a little weird. So then we're going to check toilets for leaks, like you just spoke about with a great example, how we were prevented future problems because we took care of a leak right away by preventing floor damage because it wasn't safely or securely to the floor.
Yeah.
And then we're going to check and test washing machine, hose, valves, drains, check the piping under bathrooms, kitchen sinks. Piping, the waste and, you know, again, a lot of people don't realize what a waste and vent piping is, but we're going to check that. Your gas piping, combustible vent piping, you know, condensation piping. I can go on and on. But make sure that we note that everything is in good working condition. And if it's not, we'll let you know what it would be to repair it. And then you can decide whether it's something that you want to do at that point or you want to procrastinate it off to another time. And you can get that whole home plumbing inspection from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with a tanked water heater flush included for only $125 by calling 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com.
Yeah, and if you've ever got to the point that you said, you know, it's always been that way, you know what you should probably have is
like, it's always leaked.
It's always done this. I hear that all the time. Yeah. It's always been that way. There's never been a problem.
Yeah.
No, there's always been a problem.
Right.
It just didn't bother you enough.
Right. And you're wasting money by, you know, especially on those water leaks. You don't realize the money that literally is going down the drain week after week after week. That monthly savings that you can save by correcting an issue with a leak can put money back in your pocket without you realizing that your utility bill was that high because of it. So we want to help you out at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Please let us, you know, do that for you. Call now at 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com for your free estimate. Anytime. We always have financing on your bigger projects in your home and great financing options for you. We're almost out of time. Just to recap, you have the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check from APW. That's our radio special. And we also have the tanked water heater flush that comes with a whole home plumbing inspection for only $125. You can call 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. We are out listening to APW Help for Home. Stay tuned next weekend.